if somebody does something
right
that is terrible, and all you do is recite the terrible action that somebody right. else did, just because the truth makes them look bad, that's not our problem.
I promised Morgan, I was like, I won't read the comment section. I've read every comment.
I had FU money and really wanted to be a This is what I would do.
Tell me.
I would file a lawsuit against for themselves. Oh my God. All of the girls that have man baby boyfriends, they're going to get replaced by the Neobot.
That would build you a chicken coop.
Good evening, girls, gays, theys, and straights across America. I, for one, have never been so happy to be sitting in my own living room in the comfort of my own clothing with my own face of makeup on. Good afternoon, Brooke.
Does it get any better than this?
No, it doesn't. Cheers! We're cheersing. It was off camera, so you can't see it, but... You know, you guys, sometimes I have really big dreams and really big hopes and really big aspirations. And I thought it couldn't be that hard to pot on the go. Cut to me strangling ring lights across America, trying to keep this ship afloat.
The overweight bag fee that Morgan had to foot is that was the scariest part of Potoween, because that equipment was heavy.
I'm still in the negatives, and it is because of my overweight bag footage, because I'm trying to transport podcast equipment and ring lights across
and
America.
Don't get me started on how heavy those Labubu boots were. Don't get me started.
And
those
things were 30 pounds. I would do it again.
Yes!
I would do it again. However, if you're still here after my nauseating camera angles, just know I have learned a lot. We have loved, we have learned, and we are doing everything in our power to not make you nauseous when you watch this podcast. We had to iron out some kinks.
Someone said, hey, Brooke, back up from the mic. And trust, I did hear you. You've been heard, and I will back up. So,
and what if we want to hear you loud and clear?
Hey, guys.
What if the louder you are, the more I like it? What if I turned up her volume on purpose?
Hey, what if she did?
What if I gave her extra mic perks?
She's boosting me, you guys.
Can I tell the people what we've done today?
Because
yes, we have had the most glorious day.
It was the girliest day we've had in a long time.
It's been so much fun. It's a Sunday, okay? The vibes are up. It's a Sunday. Brooke got in last night. We went to the Lazy Dog.
Hell yeah, we did.
Every time I go to the Lazy Dog, I do think about Chris Watts bringing in his mistress to the Lazy Dog. First of all, if I'm doing some shady shit, what he did? No, while he was pursuing this other woman, he was taking her on dates to the Lazy Dog. All right, we're not going to go there.
We'll get there later.
If you want me to be a mistress and the best you can offer is the Lazy Dog.
Listen, they have a mean French fry. I get it.
I would never be a mistress in the first place. I respect all married women.
I know that's right. And I know that's right.
You will never catch me clawing after someone's husband.
I know that's right.
So I don't even know why we're talking about this, but you'll never catch me or Burke clawing after your husbands. Your husbands are safe with us.
They're safe with us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we've had the loveliest day. It was the first day of the Sephora sale today. And we spent our pennies that we have made on this podcast.
I'm not proud of how big that we looked like Santa coming out with our huge bags. But let me tell you something. Our lip combos have gotten an upgrade.
Oh, my God. New contour palettes, new eyeshadow, new lip palettes. I said, Brooke, for the first time in a month, we can look like ourselves.
Yeah.
We're getting a new face.
Yeah. Be prepared to be sick of us. We learned how to underpaint today. Holy
shit.
Well,
we tried. We tried. If we look absolutely terrifying,
it's a work in progress.
It's a work in progress.
We watched one TikTok tutorial and we are going to start there and continue to build because we can only go up from here.
Yeah, that's what we kept saying when we were looking at each other in the mirror as if we were new, living, breathing people with like new birth certificates.
I'm looking at you like, where's your clown makeup?
And
where's your Labubu nose? I'm a little...
Where's the clown nose? I don't know. But if we do look a little different, it's because we got all new makeup from the Sephora sale.
We had a lot of fun.
Anyway, Brooke, how are you feeling? Post-Potoween.
You guys, I feel like first of all, we filmed Potoween in September over 2 weeks and flew from the middle of America to the East Coast two separate times.
Do you know
in
how
2 weeks.
Long and agonizing that yeah. flight is on your back?
And I'm embarrassed to say that while Morgan was fighting for her life editing the podcast, I was like, oh my God, they have games on the back of the screen on the on the plane. And so I'm playing a Mickey Mouse children's game, having the time of my life. I spy. And I'm like, Morgan, look. And I'm pulling her away from her work. And she's fighting with Final Cut Pro. And I was like, oh my God.
No, oh my God. Listen to this, Brooke, okay? I admire my brother in so many ways in this lifetime. My brother, okay, you might think he's just a little ditzy gay. My brother is an absolute life force, okay? And I went into thinking, okay, Brooke and I have been friends for so many years, but they always tell you it's a risky business when you start mixing business and friendship. So I went to my brother for some advice because he did the same thing and he was like, you know, he started his podcast with Lizzie, who wasn't just a random that he pulled off the streets. Mm-hmm. It was his lifelong BFF. And I was like, so what do you need to know? And what are the do's and don'ts? And he was like, you have to understand that you are taking on what you're taking on. And Brooke, her position is to be beautiful, gorgeous, funny, lovely, talent. And I will never hold it against you that you are here to be the beautiful, lovely talent. And I will fight for my life on Photoshop. And that's my fault.
Every time we would sit down to film a podcast episode, specifically in Pod2Go, it is an operation to get all the equipment set up. And I would ask Morgan, like, genuinely, hey, put me to work. What can I do? And she'd be like, Brooke, literally nothing. Like, it would take me longer to explain to you what I need to get done. And I was like, valid.
Me,
but guess what happened?
A control freak.
Guess what happened today, you guys? Guess what happened today?
Oh my God, I gave Brooke rights.
Girl, I'm chomping on a chopstick. I'm like, here we go again. Hey girl, like, what can I help with? She goes, can you screw this in? I ran so fast. I slipped in my socks, almost ate shit at the fireplace.
Oh my God, I'm learning so much.
I got to screw this mic in my very self. I was like, you trust me. She goes, I'm learning to give up control. It was beautiful.
I would trust Brooke with my life, but I just never want you to feel like you have to be anything more than lovely, beautiful talent. And you know what? We weren't going to get into this, but I think something that I have been working on within the past year and what I've learned in friendships and relationships is you cannot hold resentment for people if you do not communicate what your expectations mm-hmm. are. Because if you are blindly giving people expectations that they don't know about and expecting them to follow this imaginary list that you have not presented to them, the clown is you.
Well, if they disappoint you, all you can blame is yourself because you weren't clear with what you were wanting from them.
Yes. Brooke and I have been talking a lot about how to have healthy friendships.
Yes.
How to have healthy relationships. Something got screwed in my brain recently where I am a fully functioning adult. And I'm like, oh, if you don't tell someone what you need from them and they don't magically just get it telepathically through your brainwaves, you're the problem.
Ew, maybe communication. Yeah. No, that's awesome. But seriously, Halloween was
so fun.
It was so fun. It was hectic in the craziest way. But at the end of September, I went back to Dallas and we took a month off of filming because October was the month that Morgan had to fight for her life in the editing cave. And I put this on my Instagram, but like, I've never been more impressed by someone's work
ethic. Oh, you're not
going
to make me cry after we just did our new phase of makeup work. You can't say nice things to me. I'm fragile.
Okay, close your ears. Guys, I've never been more impressed by someone's work ethic, talent, creativity. It takes so much to be creative on a whim, let alone having to systematically be creative day after day after day. You put so much into making last month happen. And the fact that everything got out, not only on time, but better than anyone could have possibly imagined. You're a fucking wizard. You work so hard.
You can't say nice things to me.
No, I mean it though. Like, seriously.
I have a mental fragility to me. And if you say nice things to me,
I mean it. Take the compliment. No, but seriously,
I will say for you to go into this whole thing, I was like, Brooke, social media it's a gamble.
Yeah.
We could make tons of money and be like, wow, we are rich. Or we could flop miserably. And keep in mind, this channel has been previously deemed as controversial. So my AdSense is none. And I was like, it might take a while for us to actually see a profit. You know, we didn't go into this with like a deal already in the works. No. We didn't go into this having a lineup of people. We were like, we're just two girls with
really
a mic
fun.
And a dream, which has honestly been so fun for me to build something up from the starting point. And yeah. I don't think anyone else would agree to put in the level of commitment that you have been willing to put in.
No, I love it.
Just the concept of traveling so much is exhausting no matter what you're doing. So
it's not like I haven't had this much fun doing something in so long. And the fact that I just get to do it with my BFF is like, it's just insane. So
we're doing this for the love of the game.
Love of the game. And it's been a blast and a half. I do. It has been a little jarring starting all of this because we film in bulk. Like I live in Dallas. So I fly to Denver to film like for the month. And then I go home and you don't get to, I do not know what I look like on camera. I don't know what I sound like on camera. This is very, very new to me. And so it was so infuriating watching those early episodes and being like, I sound like that. I look like that. And then being like, oh my God, I have to wait a month to apply what needs to be applied to fix this. Like,
I was a little worried for you because I have to remind myself sometimes that people, they have not been on the internet for as long as I have. And it is not a natural thing to have so many people commenting about every little thing that you do. And we were having the conversation last night that the commentators that I have somehow, I have found the good people of YouTube.
Oh,
I have
so sweet.
A 99% positive comment section, which we love you all. I love you all with my near and dear heart. But I gave Brooke a warning like, hey, you could be the loveliest, smartest, kindest, most beautiful, good-souled person on planet Earth, and there's gonna be one person that's like, screw you, whore.
You whore. But no, I like chronically have watched YouTube since I was like 10. I was queen of I had free range on the internet from a very young age. So from being a viewer of YouTube for the longest time, I know how the game goes because I've been on the other side of it. And I think the hardest part being on this side of it is when you watch it back and you're like, oh my God, I hate that I sounded like that. Or I hate that I interrupted you. Or I hate that I did that. And then you think that someone comments, hey, meaning no disrespect here, but what the fuck was that? And you're like, oh my God, I know. And so I'll just say, thanks for being with me as I'm getting my feet and my footing. I promise it's only up from here, people. And
well, no, it is such, I have to give you so much credit, Brooke, because it is such a jarring experience to watch yourself back in a long form conversation or even in a vlog and be like, is that what I effing look like? Is that what I sound like? Do I really make that annoying ass noise with my mouth? Me, I always go like this on camera all the time. And I'm like, stop doing it. And it's a little jarring, but I think you have handled it so well.
Thank you.
I was a little worried that you could spiral out of control, but I had full faith that you could handle it.
I promised Morgan, I was like, I won't read the comment section. I've read every comment. Hey, you guys, I've read every single comment and it's okay.
But they're lovely. The people have been so lovely.
Oh,
you all are
so
kind and lovely.
Thank you. Thank you for being so nice. And I will say one thing I have learned that Morgan and I talk about it a lot. I was diagnosed with ADHD in the fifth grade before it was cool. I thought I was going to die because I was the only girl in my grade that was diagnosed with it, like ADHD, because that was like the boy thing. I was like, I have the boy disease.
Up until recently, it's been the boy thing.
And so I've known I had ADHD for a long time. I've always like struggled with like friends and school and all those things that's like very common. But a lot of the big symptoms of ADHD, especially in women, they're very understated because I think women specifically, we're so good at masking like when we have things that are impacting us. And my biggest thing, and I've always like, I would get feedback from my sisters or my dad, like, Brooke, like, you talk over people. And I've heard from doctors like, oh, that's such an ADHD thing because you don't have impulse control. So like, you think of like ADHD brains, you hear something you relate to or that you want to like add on. And it's like, you're like, oh my God, yeah, yeah.
I have something. No, it, I do the same thing.
And it comes from a place of excitement. And then because of that ADHD impulse control, it's like, I don't even know I'm doing it. But I will say, watching myself back in long form, the secondhand embarrassment I got, I'm like, oh my God. But no, well, it's a good thing.
But I think we're also just so comfortable with each other. So we get so excited. And I know if I talk over Brooke, she's never going to take it personally and vice versa. And we're like,
yeah. But I will say, it's been such an amazing, honestly, like resource for me to be like, oh, okay. Hey, take a beat, girl. Like count to 10. And I feel like I'm getting better. So
we can only go up from here.
We can only go up from here.
As much as I love to be like, there are a bunch of haters on the internet and they are mean, I have learned so much that I have genuinely taken and applied to myself.
Yeah.
Like I have gotten, I think I do have a very good crowd of people.
You do.
There is a lot of commentators that will give you feedback in a constructive way that you're like, oh, you said that in a nice way. I can totally see where you're coming from. I can apply that to myself. And I have bettered myself in so many ways due to people on the internet being like, hey, when you do this, it's weird.
There was like a sweet person that commented that was like, hey, Brooke, I know you're getting so excited. Just like count to 5 before you respond. And I was like, yo, the gentle parenting went, thank you. Yes. No, like, you're right. You're absolutely right.
And when people say it's all about presentation, if you say constructive criticism in a nice way, I will apply.
But hey,
if you call me a fugly fat bitch, I'm going to be like, you know what, Brenda, you're blocked.
Hey, you can say, hey, no offense. You're fat. That's mean. All right. Just don't. Hey, the no offense didn't work. That canceled out. Hey, that was me.
So, no, or my favorite is people like, I'm going to hold your hand when I say this. I'm like, you know, you're going to say something mean. You know you're going to say something that's going to hurt my feelings. But no, my commentators are very lovely and I think that they love you.
But no, it's funny being back here because we've lived so much life since the last time we filmed here.
We have. We had to dust off.
We were like, whoa, it's been a minute. So I'm getting reminiscent of like, we've come a long way, girl.
We have come so far. We're going to let each other talk.
We're
going to have a good time.
But to wrap up our little Potoween recap.
Oh, and boy, do we have a recap.
All to say that the experience was unlike anything. I've always wanted to do something like that. And there was nobody on earth I would rather do it than with you. And I feel like
it was so much fun.
I'll never be the same.
There was a very dark piece of my soul that was missing and it got filled with pure spooky light.
I loved
it. On our trip because it was so fun and silly and just memories that we'll have for the rest of forever.
Forever.
But I do think that we should give a recap of all of the spooky things
our
top things because, dare I say, okay, for two amateurs that have never been on a ghost tour before, the ghosts and the ghouls loved to see us
coming. They
really showed out for us because if we didn't believe in ghosts before, oh boy, do I now.
Oh.
And I did before, but I really do now.
I was always too scared to try this because I always had a sinking feeling that like, I've always known I was sensitive to things. I'm just sensitive generally. And I was like, you know, it's like, don't fuck around if you don't want to find out. I fucked around and found out. And I'm like, damn it. I knew I was going to be able to see shit, but I was like,
okay, and the craziest shit, you guys, because let's just put it out there. I have ass hearing. I cannot hear. Uh-huh. If I really wanted to be a bitch, I would file a lawsuit. If I had FU money and really wanted to be a bitch, this is what I would do.
Tell me.
I would file a lawsuit against SoulCycle themselves and be like, I am 28 years old and I cannot hear anything that anyone says unless I am reading their lips. And people know if you're not in the same room as me, I cannot hear you. I can't hear shit. Okay. Brooke would be like, did you guys hear something? And I'm like, I can't even hear you. Like, no, I didn't hear something. And editing back the footage. And every time Brooke uttered the words, did you hear that? After a couple go arounds of that, I realized As soon as Brooke says that, I'm going to hear the most diabolical, horrific, terrifying whispers in the walls that I have ever heard. And Brooke, it is crazy how much you caught that nobody else did. Yeah. One, you have phenomenal hearing. I'm jealous. I'm getting a hearing aid so I can be like you. I want to be you so effing bad. Two, you are so, I think you are the most sensitive to actually feeling.
Yeah.
The presence.
That's, I think, what scared me, because the other thing, also, we have to say, we have our catchphrases on our sweatshirts.
Oh, I got, yes, I did get these custom made.
Yeah. Mine says, let the record show, because I can't say anything else, apparently.
Mine says, keep in mind, because that is my version of literally or like.
Yeah. So let the record show.
We found the most lovely girl on Etsy. I am her number one fan. We will link her down below if you want a custom sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. She cooks these out fast.
So
I'm going to get her personal number and be like, I need to bulk order for the next year.
We love you, girl. Thank you for thank you for your service. Thanks for the drip. But no, let the record show, Pennhurst was the first place we went to.
So we did go out of order.
So the order
behind the scenes,
we went to Pennhurst first, then Cashtown, then Gettysburg Hotel. Then we went later, I flew back here. We went to the Stanley and then we went to Salem. So everything was out of order. Because we were at Pennhurst first, that was hands down the scariest experience, the most haunted experience. But when I stepped out of the car and I saw that woman in white in the forest, I'm like, okay, that's fake. There's no way I saw that. And I gaslit the hell out of myself because I'm like, and we're not about to start this.
Before we even met Ian.
Literally. I'm like, we're not about to start doing this. And then as the weeks progressed and like I would see things and think I heard something and then we catch something on camera, I'm like, oh no. Like I saw that lady, didn't I? Like that was real, right?
You saw it that was lady. Really,
it progressively got to the point where I was like, this is getting ridiculous. So all to say, I learned a lot about myself and
Brooke can see ghosts.
I can see ghosts is what we're trying to say. But I can't because I don't want to claim that.
I still can't see or hear shit. This is why we're a duo.
Yeah.
You see and hear.
And you're braver than me. And you're brave as hell. The funniest part for me was when we were filming with Skippy, like during the podcast episode, we did our investigation and she has the Estes Method headphones on and there's so much stuff going on. And you hear me go, should we leave? I kept going, should we go? And my husband kept being like, Brooke, relax. And I was like, I can't relax. This is crazy. This is crazy. And Morgan was cool as a cucumber.
I didn't know what was happening. I know that it probably seems fake when you have those headphones on. It's radio channels like switching. It's like, you can't hear anything in your surrounding area. I had not a single clue what was happening. And I watched it back. Terrified.
Yeah.
Speaking of, do you want to whip out our list?
I would love to.
We knew that we were going to want to remember this. So we did make a list of all of the crazy things that happened during Potoween. We thought we'd give you a little recap of our first experience ghost hunting.
Okay.
Did I develop a crush on the guy of Project Fear last night? Maybe.
We did have one glass of wine and Morgan goes, is he hot? I go, yeah. And I go, how tall you think he is? Morgan goes, let me find out. And between me asking her that question and me looking the other way, she'd followed him on Instagram. So Dakota, if you're seeing this, you have a fan.
What?
Okay.
We could do ghost hunting collabs.
The title of this note is list of crazy shit that's happened during Potoween. And it is 27 points long.
Now, can I just add, before we get into this list, I was laughing to myself the other night because I have hit a genuine breaking point twice.
Okay.
In my career.
Okay.
Where I just was brain max capacity, level 100. I am going over the edge. I cannot think another thought or I'm going to explode. Vlogmas 2022. Potoween 2025.
Oh, no.
And if I tried to explain to a straight man with a proper job that the two most stressful work events are of my young life were things called Vlogmas and Potoween,
Listen.
I don't know how you could explain it, but so, oh my God, was it draining? Just because we lived all of this once, right? All of these horrors, all of these terrors, watching them back, I was terrified.
The other thing too is, so we're going to mention things on this list that y'all haven't seen yet, but the footage does exist. Someday you'll see the Salem vlog. Someday you'll see the Gettysburg vlog. Don't know when that day is, but
it's whenever insane. My editor gets her shit in check, the editor in question is editor me. Whenever my editor gets her shit together.
Yeah. Okay. Number one on my list was seeing the nurse. First point, seeing the nurse apparition right when we pulled up to Penhurst.
So we're at Penhurst. We're starting this off strong at Penhurst.
The second one is Mayflower Building, top floor, REM pod with the Bright Boys.
That was art, you guys. I want you to plug this into your brain.
Dude.
That was our first go around with the REM pod. Mm-hmm. So we did not know that it is very hard to get that thing to make a peep. We got a peep one time in Gettysburg, nothing at the Stanley.
Well, and that's why we were so, that Gettysburg Hotel was when we redressed up in the conjoined clown outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And we filmed at Penhurst. Only the first time we used the REM pod is the only time we got that crazy like response. Then it goes crickets for basically the rest of the night at Penhurst and all of Cashtown, not a peep. When the flipping REM pod goes off, that is the first time we heard it. We didn't think ours worked.
We thought it was broken, malfunctioning. They were toying with us.
We're like, there's no way. So the genuine fear on our faces, I could throw up thinking about that. That was so crazy. And then the only other time it went off was in Salem in the cemetery.
Oh, yeah. We'll get there. Let's stay on Penhurst.
That's the Bright Boys.
The Bright Boys room was so effing scary, you guys. And you could feel that there was just things in there watching you.
It was really odd. And then the other one was running out of the Mayflower Building because Ian and the Estes Method.
And can we add, Ian will not tell us what they said.
He told us, listen, Ian, if you're watching this, hey.
Oh, we love our king. Hey,
we love you. We don't believe you. We don't believe that that's what they said to you. And if you want to let us know what they really said.
Now that we're home and in our safe environment.
Now you can tell us.
No, I think they said some weird, dare I say.
We just learned that Ian has a very, very big threshold for fear and that not much rattles him. Exhibit A, him and Skippy's tunnel. That was insane. We just really have a hard time believing that what he said happened is what really ran him out of the building.
We will get to the bottom of it one day. Someday. I don't know when that day will be, but we got ran out of there.
The fourth one, the REM pods in the tunnel when no one was there.
When we walked away, we had it set up by Skippy's door and Jenny was knocking on the door. Skippy, come out whenever you please. We walk away, that thing goes ballistic. And the other scariest moment that I had in the tunnel was when I sat down in the chair and as soon as my skin hit surface, beep, bitch, get out of my chair.
No, it wanted you in the chair. We're like, do you like my friend sitting in the chair? It chirps again. Insane. Yeah, that was the next one was... And what was
I hated that. That was so scary.
You were so brave though. Like, I was a flipping chicken. Number six was my sweatshirt being tugged while you were in the chair.
Oh,
I've never experienced something like that. If I think about it too hard, it really trips me out because I was so convinced. Even like when it happened, I knew what I felt, but I convinced myself it was Jacob. Like I was like, it must have been Jacob. He must not have known that he like was next to me. Watching the footage back and seeing how far away everyone was from me. And I was just standing in the middle of the tunnel. And then Jenny off camera was like, that happens to me all the time. Like the kids come and they like a lot of the, and she says a lot of like the patients there were nonverbal, so they couldn't speak. So a lot of them would communicate physically. So she's like, they would do like little tugs and stuff to get your attention. And I'm like, oh, like brutal. But that spooked me so bad.
And can I say the scariest part was watching the footage back, and right before you say something just touched me, you hear a whisper go, like a breathe in, breathe out, going past the camera toward Brooke. And then immediately after she says, something just touched me, gag, stop. Gag. And all of the footsteps that you can hear.
Dude, it makes my hands sweaty.
No, that place is without a doubt so haunted and so full of spirits and so energetically awake. I have never felt anything like it in my entire life. And
no,
might I add, while I was doing my own research, I found out that they're trying to tear it down. They're trying to take it over, put a data company.
No.
You're telling me men that work in data want to go play with Skippy the Ghost?
Listen, we got to save Pennhurst. Like, it can't, like, come on. It is such a special place. If that's the fate of Pennhurst, that would be so sad.
It is so sad because while I was editing the footage, I was doing all of these Google searches to find B-roll and things to insert. And I find this neighborly lady, the neighborhood woman of Pennhurst, and she has this whole thing saying, me and all of my neighbors moved here because the history is so near and dear to us, what it stands for and like how we've progressed as a society when it comes to mental illness and blah, 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 blah. It all means so much to us. And that's why we live here. Do not let them take it down. So I'll put the petition in. I signed it.
Oh, I'm signing it after this.
There is so much room on this land that the US of A has. I've seen rural Colorado. Put it out there where there's nothing.
Texas, put it in a field. We've got plenty.
We have so many fields that are open for space. I just can't imagine them taking down such historic buildings. And I feel like it's almost offensive to a point where that they're erasing the tragic history of what has happened to these people. Mm-hmm. Because yes, it's dark and yes, it's sad. And yes, it's horrific to think about what all these people endured. But it's also important to learn about
where we came from.
Yes, where it came from.
And to never forget. Like, because that's the whole thing. Like, you go around and you see the conditions and you see the cages and you see all these things and it is horrific. But it's important to remember where you came from so that you never go backwards. Because we still have so much work to do in that field and in just care in general. And you can't move forward unless you know what to avoid. And it's heinous to think what
people have been through there. I will say that is maybe the most beautiful thing about social media is people who have unique interests and people who have unique talents can put themselves out there in a way that they are so celebrated. Mm-hmm. Like people with the most random interest, I go down their whole deep dives and I'm like, oh my God, you are hysterical. And back in the day, there are people that would have been locked in a cage, put away because they don't fit the mold of society. And it's just, we can't let it be torn down. You guys, we want to go back.
We want to go back so bad. And one of the places I want to go to next on the list is Quaker Basement with Skippy. That easily was the scariest moment of the entire night. And Jacob, my husband, he is so hard to rattle. He's a veteran. Like he's very hard to rattle. He's
the
very
most calm, cool, understated person you could possibly meet.
Yeah. He's very level-headed. And I'm obviously very overdramatic. So we balance each other out.
They were a great team.
We balance each other out. He has never been so scared. And when he talks about that night, he talks about when Ian was in the tunnel. And Ian looks at Jacob and says, he's right between us. And the piece of evidence that we got that night that like actually makes me want to throw up is the footsteps coming from inside the tunnels towards Ian in the camera. that are so loud, so definitive.
Loud. And all of us, Brooke and I, are sitting in our chair, horrified for our lives. Jacob is still as a statue.
Oh, no one was moving.
No one was moving.
No one was moving.
Mm-mm. When I watched that back, I could have shed a tear. No. It was so scary.
So scary.
And how Jacob just stood there. Oh my God, he's the bravest person I know, because my ass would have been running, sprinting full speed to the car. No. Turn the car on. We're getting out of here.
We got back to the hotel that night and we were showering and he was like, there was something so wrong. He was like, there was something so wrong about the look on Ian's face and just how, like, he's like, there was just something, there was a presence in that tunnel. He's like, I'll never forget the look on Ian's face. Like, it was there was something like so wrong about it. And I was like, oh my God.
And can all of us girls, I would like to take a moment. All of us girls that are still waiting for our person, still looking, ladies, let Jacob and Brooke be the prime example of why you never settle for a loser.
Hey!
Because Brooke went to Jacob and said, hey, my weird ass friend and I want to go to Pennhurst Asylum by ourselves. Will you go with us? He didn't blink an eye.
No.
He didn't ask a single question. He's like, you guys need protection? I'm there.
Well, and we also had a huge backpack full of gear.
He carried it and we got home that night.
He had broken blood vessels all up and down his back because it was so heavy. And girls, if a man ever says, hey, will you hold this? He's not the one for you. I've never carried a bag since I've met him. If there's groceries, I've never carried a bag. I've never opened a door. Good ones are out there, guys. I promise. Good ones are out there.
If you tell your boyfriend you want to go to rural Pennsylvania to go on a ghost hunt and he says, no, get out of there.
If he goes, why? Get out of there. Jacob has no questions.
And watching him back in the footage, I was like, he is so wholesome. Mm. Brooke, you're the chosen one.
He's a good... I've been through the trenches.
Oh, she is. One day we are going to get into Brooke's dating life. You've heard enough about mine. We are going to get into it. Not today.
Y'all, someday you'll learn a little bit more about me and it'll all make sense.
She's paid her dues, if I can tell you one thing.
I've been through the trenches to get where I am today. So I feel like that's enough about Pennhurst.
Yeah.
Rapid fire. Horse sounds outside of our window. Cashtown. Ew.
Ew.
REM pod responding during the filming of at Gettysburg Hotel when we talked about the wounded soldiers.
Brooke said, gross. The wounded soldiers, it went, I'm right here, bitch. Beep. And one of the other haunting things of that episode was Brooke and I both see something in the corner and you can see us both look over at the same time and then it goes off. Ew.
Other thing.
Do you remember how we felt when we woke up in Gettysburg?
Well, so that's something, again, you haven't seen the vlog yet. Someday you'll see it.
At the most normal baiting hotel of all time.
Starbucks in lobby. Normal ass hotel. Morgan and I, listen, something about me. Fun fact about me of the day. I still sleep with my baby blanket that I've had since I was a child. Her name is Blanky. Actually, it's a him. His name is Blanky. And so I bring him everywhere I go. I had to sleep with my blanket around my head, like, because I swear to you guys, and I know y'all don't know me very well, so I know I'm not a trustworthy source. There was something standing at the fucking side of my bed. I swear to you, I felt like if I opened my eyes, something was going to be towering over me. I almost started crying multiple times while we were sleeping. We had the TV on and all I could do was just like focus on the noise of the TV to try and like survive the night. But I didn't want to wake Morgan up because I'm like, we're so exhausted. We need sleep. Like we have an early flight in the morning. I'm just going to ride it out. So I'm keeping this to myself. I'm like, I'm not going to spook her, whatever. So I'm basically awake the whole night because I'm like too scared to open my eyes and too scared to sleep. Record shows. Morgan has been cool, calm, and collected for the entirety of our entire time in Pennsylvania. I have not seen you spooked one time. Morgan wakes up screaming. I'm not exaggerating. Like,
I have never been so scared as when I regained consciousness that morning. I was sitting there like, not in a sleep paralysis, but I was too scared to open my eyes.
Yes.
Because I knew something was in there with us. And I remember thinking, I have to pee so bad right now. I have to pee so bad. And I was genuinely terrified to open my eyes, go to the bathroom. We could not have gotten out of there fast enough.
Oh, we woke up at
sprinted.
What, 4:30 in the morning?
To get to the airport, we sprinted out of that room. We are sitting with our rental car outside of the Gettysburg
and
Hotel.
Here's another piece of this. Every single, because everyone was very worried about us in the comments, thank you, about us protecting ourselves. Every single night before we would leave a location and then before bed, I would say a protection prayer, a specific protection prayer out loud over Morgan and I so that we felt like and everything was staying where it was supposed to be staying and nothing was attaching itself to us and we felt protected.
And her mom gave us protection bracelets.
Yes. It was very like we went in knowing very well what we were messing with and we took it very seriously.
I saged myself before I came into my house.
So did I. My mom was like, come over. Like, you're not. Yeah. I had to sage Matt the bat as well. Like everything was staged. And so while Morgan was going, I was sitting with the bags. I was sitting with the bags outside of the hotel waiting for Morgan to come back with the rental car. It's like dusk. It's 4:30, 5 in the morning, and there's a street light. And in my head, I was still feeling really scared. And so I started praying in my head the same prayer. And as I do it, the light, the street light that was off, flashes on. And I look at it and I like address it. And then it goes off again. And I'm like, that's weird. So it stays off again.
I hate it so much. It stays off again.
So I get in the car and I'm like, hey, Morgan, like, this is so weird. And Morgan says, I'm still really scared. Can you say that protection prayer so that we know that everything is going to like stay here? I was like, you got it. I start praying out loud. And the same light goes on at the exact moment
that you say the divine light. And I have it on video, insert here, because it is so chilling. It is so chilling.
Dear Lord, I ask for the divine white light of Jesus Christ, the blue and purple flame of Saint Germain.
It's so haunting. It's haunting because it had happened by myself. And that's what kept happening to me where I'm like, this is in my head. I'm crazy. And then you would see it and I'd be like, oh my God, I'm not crazy. Like, this is terrible.
Oh no, you are not crazy.
And then the last ones were the flashing light by the concert hall at Stanley.
The one that made me almost shart myself.
Yeah.
How could I forget? The one that shook me to my core in a literal sense that I had to sprint to the bathroom.
The spooky dookie incident.
And nothing came out but a poot. And no, the Stanley Hotel is so effing weird. Oh, no. I can't explain to you why it's so eerie. There's something wrong about that place, and they're not going to tell you what it is, but I will tell you, it's there.
Redeem your Ladbrokes on free bet spins or even cash in for real money. That's Lattice Faction from Ladbrokes. And for extra Lattice Faction, here's the T's and C's. Let's rock.
18 plus. Participates in selected promotions to get Ladbrokes.
Looking for a more affordable way to own in 2026? With shared ownership at Latimer Homes, you can reserve your new home for just £26 before the 26th January. Lower upfront costs, modern, stylish homes, and a clearer path onto the property ladder, making it easier than ever to step into home ownership. Find out more at latimerhomes.com. T's and C's apply.
And this is the final ones that we can save. You guys remember what happened in the Stanley, but the two things that y'all don't know about yet that I cannot wait for you to see. Salem.
Oh, there's a vlog and you will be getting it.
Because the evidence horrifying. We accidentally caught at the Hawthorne Hotel and in the cemetery.
It's a vlog of its own.
All you need to know is there was a growl. And we did sprint out of there so fast that the door was left open and Morgan handed the key to a stranger and said, go in and see for yourself.
Well, keep in mind, this is like the room in Salem. It is so hard to get. We booked it 3 months in advance. I walk out of there, tears in my eyes. Okay, Brooke and I are sprinting out of the street. You will see what happened when the vlog gets posted. I see this girl and she's in her little witch hat too. And I say, hey, do you like ghosts? And she said, yeah, that's why we're here. I said, have you ever heard of the room 325? And she said, yes, it's my dream to go there one day. I said, here, have the key, go up there.
It's 2 a.m, mind you.
Experience it for yourself because we are not going back up there. She was with her boyfriend. I said, go have a wild ass night. And did she ever go up there? I don't know. If you're watching this and you want to out yourself and tell us what happened when you went to the Hawthorne room, let us know.
But no, Potoween, all Morgan kept threatening me with the whole time we're filming is she goes, wait till next year. Wait till I could really cook like next year. And I was like, How are we gonna top this?
I'm gonna start calling places now and being like, what do you have on the books for 2027?
Do you have any? Should we give one place that we think 2026 we should go?
I don't have any.
You don't?
I wanna go back to Penders.
I wanna go back to Penders.
I want a reunion with Skippy. And dare I say, what's the man that I have a crush on? What's his name?
Dakota.
Dakota, I wanna go on a date to Penders. Take me.
Oh my dear God.
Take me to Penders. Show me it's real.
You know what? I want to be friends with Sam and Colby. There, I said it. You guys, everywhere we went, every single where we went, there was a framed photo of Sam and Colby.
Why do they get their photo framed at the restaurant? Okay, why?
Everywhere we went, there was a picture of Sam and Colby. And I'm like, and when's it our turn?
Bitch, where are we?
But yeah, thank you for an amazing 2025.
If you have any suggestions of where we should go next year, I'll start calling now. You let me know. You think it's too crazy? It's not.
One place I do think we should try and go is, and let me know if anyone knows what this is. I'm from Chicago, and in Chicago, there is a hotel called the Drake Hotel that is very haunted. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
A Chicago rerun. Maybe this time we won't run into the rugby players.
Don't bring them up. You guys, that was my first scandal. We haven't talked about it yet. All you need to know.
We're going to a hometown scandal.
I got into a hometown scandal. My bad, y'all. Damn, my bad. Didn't know we were going to be, you know, protecting the cheaters. My bad. That's all you need to know.
I gave Brooke my philosophy, and that philosophy is flawed, but it states if somebody does something
right
that is terrible, and all you do is recite the terrible action that somebody right else did, just because the truth makes them look bad, that's not our problem.
It sounds like a skill issue on y'all's part. But hey, I learned a lot. And only up from here. My bad, y'all.
And that was Potoween.
And that was
the scariest time of all.
That was Potoween.
I can't wait to do it again.
I know, I'm so excited. Can I say something? I want to film more ghost content. I really do. I had so much fun.
Okay, can we find someone to edit them?
Yes. We're trying to get my sister to be our editor.
Listen, I'm going to scheme. I'm going to train Reese from the ground
up. We're trying to recruit Reese. Reese, if you're watching this, hey, surprise.
I'm like, we can teach her and we can make her into exactly what we want.
I have an army of sisters that are at my, like, listen, they have to be good for something.
We're like, listen, we have a
and
job.
We're going to groom them until exactly what we need them to be.
We have a task for you.
Hey, good news. You're hired.
I want to speak of the horrors that have erupted on the internet lately. Yes. And Brooke does not watch Love is Blind. She did not watch the Denver season. However, the finale just came out and it is all anyone on my For You page can talk about because, oh my God, I have never felt so validated in my entire life. Okay. Oh. I have been screaming at the top of my lungs for years, you guys, 4 years. I have said the men, specifically the finance bros of downtown Denver, are unlike anything that you will ever see. I have been screaming it for years. And what happens when you put them all on a dating show? Oh my God. The rest of America is now subject to see the horror of the men in downtown Denver. I have never felt so validated. They were all horrible, Brooke. They were all alcoholics. Oh. They were all gaslighting, terrible, scary.
Were they wearing all of them. Shoes? Were there cracks out? Like, what do we, like, what kind of Denver man are we talking about? Because the only ones I know are from the Denver airport and the construction workers that I met at the bar that one time. I don't know if we want to talk about that ever, but let's just say I've had a sampling.
I don't want to get too much into each individual couple because I never like to add to the hate trains that people are already receiving. I never want to be on anyone's hate train.
Is there a hate train?
There are many hate trains that have taken off from many different train stations because, are we surprised? People of Denver acting a fool. Who's shocked? Not me. Never. It's not going to be me.
Okay.
This is my question, okay?
Tell me.
Nick and Vanessa Lachey. After 9 seasons, we have to accept love is not blind. Love has never been blind. It's worked maybe 2 times, maybe 3 times of all of these people that you've tried to set up, okay? And here's my other pickle that I have to pick with the people. Oh. Because, you know... Love is Blind has an Instagram, and after every episode, there's an outrage in the comment section of, oh my God, this person's being crazy in this way, this girl's being homophobic, this guy's a raging alcoholic. There was a girl that was being homophobic, which...
In the great year of 2025?
In the great year of 2025, Brooke, a girl from Colorado was being outwardly homophobic on Netflix.
How homophobic are we talking about?
The guy was asking her, how would you feel if your kids came to you and said... that they were gay.
Gay son or thought daughter.
I would not be happy because I would let them know that that is a fad and a choice.
Ooh, in 2025. Ooh,
okay. There is one thing I will protect with my life, and it is the gays. It is the gays. It is the LGBTQIA+. Oh, I don't fuck with anyone that fucks with my gays.
I thought we were covered from that. Jeez Louise.
Not in Colorado, Brooke. Not in Colorado. Damn. Anyway, there was a bunch of people acting crazy on this season of Love is Blind. And this is my take, okay? Because in the comment section of Love is Blind, people will go after, you know, each individual and say they only did this because they wanted to be on TV.
No shit.
No, no shit, you guys. No duh. Shit. Duh. Oh my God. Why do you think that they would sign up to be on a show on Netflix if they did not want to be on TV? If these people were just simply desperate to find the right person, you are not going to sign up for an Hinge experimental TV show. You're going to get on Hinge. You're going to hire a matchmaker. You're going to go to your family, friends, and say, I'm really looking to meet someone because this is my hot take, and I might ruffle some feathers with this. Because a lot of people have come to me and said, Morgan, you should have been on Love is Blind Denver. And I take severe offense to that comment because
that's a hate comment.
That is a hate comment.
That's a hate comment.
What state do you think that you have to be in to agree to marry somebody after 10 days? All right.
Is it only 10 days? I've never seen the shows.
10 days, Brooke. 10 days. These guys are like, I love you. I can't imagine my life without you.
The love
you
bomb.
Are my person. The love bomb.
I know.
If a man tried to tell me that he loved me after 10 days.
And 10 days and they can't, you can't see them?
You would
see
never
them?
See my ass run so fast.
And you can't see
you
them.
You can't see them.
For 10 okay? days.
And this is my thing, you guys. No shit. It never works out. You're telling someone that you love them. You've never met their family. You've never met their siblings. You've never seen the people that they surround themselves with. You don't know what their work schedule is. You don't know, are they alcoholics? Are they drug addicts? Do they wake up at 5 in the morning and immediately start taking bong rips? Which, to each their own, I don't care about people's lifestyle choices. Everyone, I'm
but
an advocate.
But there's a compatibility thing.
Do
where
what
if,
you want.
If that's not your shtick... But that there compatibility is an important thing. And lifestyle compatibility, like you said, is very important when you're building a relationship with someone.
I am a strong believer of you cannot say that you fully know someone until you have seen all 4 seasons with them.
You've always said that.
When it starts getting dark at 4 p.m., that's when people's demons come out. And then in March, when people start getting a little flutter in their stomach of, oh my God, I can go out and be cute at the bar again. Oh, you start to see a new person.
Mm.
10 days. If a man told me he loved me in 10 days, Brooke, I would say you're clinically insane. Go get help. Sorry. Sorry.
You've never been love bombed like that.
I am a,
after 10 days.
I'm a slow burner.
You are a slow burner.
I'm a slow burner. And I'm not saying that I don't believe in love in first sight. I think you can see someone and say that's it for me.
Mm-hmm.
But to fully propose after 10 days to a person that you know nothing about, well, their like background.
Like love at first sight. Cause I really feel like Jacob and I, it was very, we like met and were engaged in a year, but knew we were going to get married after like 6 weeks. And then we're engaged for a year and then we got married. But the thing is chemistry is an in-person thing. Like, I think if you're getting to know someone like the show,
the thing is, Brooke, you guys met in person.
In real life.
You had met each other's families.
Yeah.
You had seen each other's friends. You had seen where each other lives. Oh my God. Imagine going to a man that you are engaged to and seeing his bedroom for the first time. Scary. Especially in Denver.
And that's what we're failing to remember. It's Denver.
It's Denver.
Unfortunately, it is Denver.
People get mad when I hate on Denver. You guys, there is something here.
There's something with us. You guys, it's Potoween every day here.
It is.
Morgan has always said, listen, I think if you are an expert on the subject, you have every right to speak on it. You are an expert in Denver and you can speak on it. Speak your mind, girl.
There are many lovely people in Colorado. It is the men that are my age going on this show claiming that they need to find a wife. If you are so desperate to find love that the only way that you can do it is by getting someone to agree to marry you behind a wall where you can put your best foot forward and only tell them the lovely, amazing things about yourself. Oh, my dear God. Oh, my dear God. You should not be getting married at all.
There are bigger fish to fry. At that point, there are bigger fish to fry. Love, if you're going to go on any show, it's going to be The Bachelor or The Bachelorette.
I am all for going on a reality TV show as long as it does not end in marriage. I just think, also, in my humble opinion as a non-married girl, it is kind of making a joke of marriage in general.
It's making light of it for sure.
It is making light of the absolute commitment that it is to agree to marry somebody for better or for worse, for sickness and in health, for richer or for poorer. You're going to agree to that after 10 days? Clinical. And then they get mad. I cannot believe this didn't work out. I'm heartbroken. Oh my God. I'm shocked. Do I look shocked?
And the crowd.
Because I'm not.
And the crowd is not surprised.
And do Nick and Vanessa Lachey do anything to help these people after they traumatize them on TV? I don't know, but you signed up for it and I guess that's on you.
I don't think they care.
Yikes. So let it be known, people. If you want to find love, do not come to Denver. If you want to find yourself, do not come to Denver. If you want to find marriage, do not go on Netflix. All right? Yeah. All right. That's all I have to say. Love is not blind. It's never been blind. And... joke's on you guys.
And come to Dallas is what I have to say to that.
There was one girl, Brooke, that it did come out about the girl that was being homophobic, that she had kind of a crazy criminal record. And it's also like, they don't have to say
pick
those things
struggle
up front. They don't have to say, hey, before you marry me, before you agree to propose to me, you should know that I have a criminal record.
I feel like that's the responsibility of the producers to do at least a background check. Cause that's crazy.
The production crew at Netflix be
and
doing
maybe
some
a
crazy
vibe check
sometime.
To be like, hey, are you hateful? Hey, hateful check. Maybe we shouldn't be giving them a platform because, Netflix.
Things that make me go, which we'll get into. But Brooke, I really want your reaction to this because I don't know if you're going to be all for it or if you're going to be horrified.
Oh, okay.
Girl, it is so much worse than I thought. In a couple of months, you are going to have access to have a live-in robot that can do chores for you. This is what they're calling it. It's called Neo. Like, pitching it on the subscription model, $500 a month, and again, can wash the dishes, can fold your laundry, etc. Allegedly, this is the fine print that they're not telling you. If you give this thing a task and it does not know how to complete that task, it will automatically tap into an associate at the company, a human, a customer service rep. That person then allegedly gains access to the eyes and the ears of the robot and has to manually control it like a video game in order to complete your task. I'll reiterate, your full-time live-in robot can automatically connect the eyes and ears to a person at a distance and can just roam your house. Really let that one sink in.
You know what I love? First of all, your mom liked this. Vicky is on board with the AI robot.
I just sent it in our group chat. Let me show you the second one.
What the fuck?
Your Neo comes with Redwood AI, enabling it to do basic household tasks autonomously. Where other AI assistants are confined to your phone or computer, Neo lives with you in your physical space and has the ability to see, hear, and remember things about your surrounding environment to provide you with uniquely helpful assistance.
I can't seem to find my glasses. Is this paprika?
No, that's cayenne pepper. Also, your glasses are on your shirt.
Neo's autonomy works.
Wait, that was... The robot goes, hey, Grandpa. Hey, Grandpa.
You know what? It is so terrifying, but there's
so
something
funny
about it that's kind of charming.
Hold on.
Neo's autonomy works by taking requests like,
hey, Neo, can you take this cup to the sink for me?
And breaking it down into simple steps, such as walking to the person, grabbing the cup, and then walking the cup to the kitchen, and then putting it away. Neo's autonomy improves with diverse data and real-world experience. As Neo does more chores, you'll receive updates to your Redwood model that increase the complexity of tasks that Neo can handle, such as finding your keys and wallet, or doing a full laundry cycle end-to-end. Eventually, Neo will become fully autonomous, capable of helping you with anything around the house.
It was Whitney Simmons.
Oh my God, Whitney Simmons is my favorite person on planet Earth.
Well, she's pregnant.
A OG YouTuber, and can I just say, there is no one on planet Earth that I parasocially love more than Whitney Aww. Simmons. And can we give her a shout out? She is pregnant! Woo! Oh, she's so hot.
Aww.
Whitney Simmons is everything and more. If you are not on the Whitney Simmons train, get on it.
Get on?
But she's
okay.
pregnant and she's gorgeous and Aww. She's just a flawless, perfect human being
That's
in my
so cute.
Eyes. But yeah.
Back
Neo,
to the robot.
Neo robot.
Huh? That's
we
crazy. First of all,
have made it to the future.
Why is it so tall? A, B. If you think I'm trusting him, it, that, with my Lululemon leggings, you're out of your mind. You're not touching my laundry. Third and last, the way it rose to that old man and said, hey, Grandpa, glasses on your shirt, and that's cayenne pepper, you dipshit. Like, it was condescending. I don't know how it was, but it was.
All I Insane. Can think about when I see that bot roaming around with soap in its hands is, oh my God, all of the girls that have man baby boyfriends, they're gonna get replaced by the Neo bot.
That would build you a chicken coop.
They say, go big or go home. But now you can go big at home with the Big Arch on delivery. That's right, the Big Arch is back and it's here to stay. Big Arch, for big McDonald's hunger. Order in the McDonald's app. Serve from 11 a.m. 18 plus. Service fee and small order fee may apply. Upcharges apply to delivery orders. Subject to availability. Price and participation may vary.
Right, that's it. Come on, lights out. You've got a test tomorrow.
Just 2 minutes. I'm about to reach the next level.
It's going off now.
Yeah, whatever.
Let's see. Where's the app? Oh, here it is. Ha.
What? How?
Oh, no. You're out. Better luck next time.
Mom!
It's game over for late nights on school nights. EE Wi-Fi controls help you get them off the Wi-Fi and into bed. More parents are choosing EE Broadband, the UK's fastest growing broadband provider.
To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
Betty for that shipwreck. It was never about the chicken coop, you guys. And I apologize.
And I'm sorry for that one.
Do you know how petty of a bitch I was to realize this person's not going to build my chicken coop? I'm putting my overalls on and I'm posting an Instagram story of me doing it my damn self and suck on that.
Well, the Neo
would have... That was petty and that was mean of me.
That made my heart race.
Oh my God, that was so funny.
Neo would have done that for you, babes. Wow. Yeah. I'm going to give AI live-in robot a 0 out of 10 because A... It walks funny. B, I don't like how tall it is. It's too tall.
Imagine that thing lingering over your bed, studying your sleep habits.
Ew.
Imagine that thing watching you make love to your man.
Ew.
Imagine that thing watching you get dressed in the morning. Picking
imagine
out your
that
outfit
thing
for
being
you.
Like, hey, are you colorblind? That doesn't match. All right, bitch.
Hey, your hair looks like shit today.
I do have a question. What would you dress him as? Because he needs an outfit,
I
feel like.
He does need an outfit. He really does. And they put him in that little creepy suit. But I think if they're going to get more advanced with it, if they're going to commit to this whole thing,
yeah,
they need to make him look like a normal thing.
I would put mine in a tuxedo.
Like a little housemaid?
Like a little butler. I would put mine in a tuxedo. And I'd say,
that would be really hot.
That, but that's
and
the
it,
only
it
thing.
Walks around with a tray. With a tray. Like, here is your morning latte, Miss Brooke.
Mm-hmm. And it would say Miss Brooke, Mr. Jacob, Mr. Chip and Putt, my French Bulldogs. Like it would have to do that in order for it to stay in my house.
I have seen a lot of criticisms on this strange man that could live in your house. One being, oh my God, don't take that job away from people who that is their job, like personal assistants, house cleaners. Mm-hmm.
It's a whole industry.
It's a whole industry of people's livelihoods, which is really threatening to say, oh my God, you don't need those people anymore. Let this robot do it. You're paying the same amount of money. Let the people do
it. You're paying way less. 20 grand for a life, for to own an AI robot for 20 grand. I feel like that's weirdly inexpensive.
Yeah, $4.99 a month. I guess, if you're having people have like full-time assistants, it's definitely more than that.
Yeah, well, it said $4.99 a month, or you can pay 20 grand outright to own it with a 3-year warranty.
That's less than a car, bro. Yeah,
like I just feel like my thing is,
if it's too good to be true, it might be too good to be true.
And have we really got to the point where, are we really in robot territory? Like we figured out in-house butler before flying cars. I feel robbed.
You know where's my damn jetpack?
Can I tell you about my dream?
Yes. I would love to hear about
when
your
I was
dream.
A child, there was a show called Phil of the Future.
Okay. What was the song?
Phil of the Future.
He was hot. That is
first
my
of all,
type.
He's
I
hot.
Loved that man.
Second of all, the pinky toe episode scarred me for life. What do you know about the pinky toe getting how remember the whole shtick was that they evolved out of needing their pinky toes and they were going to this like winery and he had to like mush the grapes with his bare feet.
Oh yeah.
And he loses
great
his pinky
show.
Toe. Great show.
Revival.
That did traumatize me. I don't know why. But let me tell you, ever since I was young, and we know what I looked like when I was young. Okay. Scary. So picture that girl who couldn't. I can't do my hair to save my life. Morgan's like, it can't be that
it's
bad.
It's an epidemic, you guys.
Morgan's like,
Brooke cannot get her hair straight. Mm-hmm. We're working on it.
Listen,
she's great at makeup.
Thank you so much.
Her brain is so big.
It's, I have a lot
we're
going
on. Hair department.
I have a lot going on in here. I can barely do a ponytail. It's really bad. So when I was a wee child and I saw this one clip, the younger sister in the Phil of the Future show had a magic hairbrush that she waved over her head and it made your hair perfect. And all I have thought about since I was a young child is gimme. Gimme that now.
Imagine asking Neobot to brush your hair. Neobot, can you give me a Dyson blowout real quick?
All I'm saying is it was like, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Where
yes.
She literally she just went wave it over and it was like perfect. And I'm like, so you're telling me we're at live in robot level, but we can't figure that out?
Well, maybe the Neobot could do your hair for you. Maybe we could train him with the Dyson. He could give you a blowout. Or would that send him in? Like, what happens if you accidentally get him wet? Does it explode? Well, is it like a toaster in the bathtub?
And what happens if it's little clinker robot hands get stuck in my hair? And then it's like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I can't imagine that thing's gentle.
And imagine when it realizes that it's smarter than you.
That's my thing.
And overtakes your whole thing. Have we not seen Smart House?
Or iRobot? Or what else is there? There's so... Terminator. We've been warned. Have we not learned from the movies we've put out?
Bro. No, it's going to be 20 years from now. And then all of these producers are going to come back and say, remember when we tried to tell you?
Didn't they just make that movie, Megan?
Yes. Yes. Like, and hello? Megan too, remember when we tried to put a stop to this? I will not have a Neobot in my house, but I have to say, as a girl that lives alone, and it is a task and a half to keep this house up.
Alone with your big scary dogs that are in the front yard that have
and
lasers.
And my big ass security system.
Big ass security system and the gate man that lives out
and
front.
And Larry, the 500 pound man out front that walks around with a rifle.
A big gun. Yeah. Anyways, alone. Mm-hmm. Continue.
As a girl that has to do every dish by myself, I would love to have some help that doesn't have to talk. Yeah. However, I will not let that temptation take
Stay
over
strong,
me.
Girl. Stay strong. I'm working on it. I'm on the job. There will be a man. There will be a man for that job soon. I'm on the job.
Man from Project Fear. I keep wanting to call him Dalton.
Dakota. I'm looking at you.
I don't know about tuber dating another tuber. Can tubers date tubers?
Look at Zoella and Elfie.
Might be a conflict of interest.
Zoella and Elfie did it, and I feel like you could do it too.
Okay. I'm open to all, to any and all.
I'm cooking. Let me cook. Okay. Let me cook, but you might have to come to the Yeehaw State first, but it's fine. It's a work in progress, okay. You guys.
I just have a rapid fire for us, Brooke.
Okay.
Can I close this out with a rapid fire?
Please.
I, back in the day, would put all of my thoughts that just really kept me up at night into a list. Things that make me go. October edition.
Okay.
The first one. And this is what I got from Boston.
Y'all, don't get me started on Boston, Massachusetts. Don't get me started.
And some of these are random, okay? They're rapid fire. Lawyers on billboards. How many DUI defense clients do you get from putting your face on that billboard? There is no way it's profitable or ethical. It is just an ego fest to have your face on a billboard.
The only thing I want to see on a billboard is an Elle Woods reboot. If it's not a Legally Blonde legal billboard, I don't want it.
You cannot convince me that these lawyers are getting business from a billboard.
And if they are, it's people who don't know how to use the internet. And if we're resorting to billboards as our primary source of information, we have bigger fish to fry. And it does feel predatory in that way.
It feels like they know that they're smart and they know that they make a lot of money and their heads have gotten a little too big that they just need to see their head 20 by 20. And I'm sick of it. Get off the billboard.
You know
what?
Save
it for Legally Blonde.
You know what? I do have one thing to add to that. Things that make me go, walk with me. The people buying advertising spots in Times Square and having the photo shoots
and it flashes for like 20 seconds
of themselves and being like, oh my God, this is the biggest moment of my life. I've been featured in Times Square. Girl, you paid like 20 racks for that and you paid the photographer to follow you around to do that.
I have read that the profit on that, the profit margin, you're never in the positives.
No, it's a vanity thing. It's the same thing.
It's an ego fest.
It's an ego fest. But yeah, I've seen two of those this month from people I follow. And I'm like, it's just a selfie up there. Like, it's just you. Like, what are we advertising? Like, that's literally just your headshot. Wild
You
work.
Know what that makes me think of? And I could really dip my toes into some hot water on this one. Why are people who are not in the movies going to the red carpet? I need you guys to know. Do you want to know an industry secret?
Yes.
Every time you see a TikToker, a YouTuber, an Instagram model on a red carpet, it is because they are paying a publicist upward of $10,000 a month to get them to be there. Why? Not because it does anything for them. It's so that they can tell everyone, I went to a red carpet. You're not an actress, babe. You're not in the movie.
But if you see us on a red carpet, mind your business.
Then we were totally meant to be there.
Mind your business, because I really want to go.
It is just so funny to me to see someone that's like a Snapchat star being like, can't wait for the new Wicked. I love the premiere. And it's dude, let Ariana Grande and Cynthia have their carpet, girl.
When I was in my LA, obviously I lived in LA. We've known this. But one of the characters I met during this time has now become a full-time Snapchatter. And I still follow them on Snapchat.
You can make money on Snapchat, girl, like crazy.
She puts in work over there. Snapchatters unite.
Maybe I should be a Snapchat star. Maybe you should be a Snapchat star.
Okay.
Here's my second one.
Okay.
And this is personal.
Oh God.
Every single person I know who vapes, all they can talk about is how much they want to quit vaping. And in the same breath, they're offering you to hit their vape.
Who did this to you?
Every person I know that vapes, all they say, I can never stop. I've tried to stop vaping. I can't stop vaping. I should have never put this thing in my mouth. Here, do you want to suck on my vape? No, I don't want to suck on your vape. Do not give me your cancer stick after you just gave me a 10-minute speech about how you can't stop.
And all I have to say to that is misery loves company. And so whenever anyone is telling you to do something that you know in your heart isn't something they should be doing, just know. It's a lot more comfortable when everyone's suffering with you than suffering alone. So don't fall for the peer pressure, everybody. That's all I have to say.
Your lungs in 20 years will thank you when you decided, I'm not going to look like the cool friend tonight.
Yeah,
I've always been the loser friend that says, get that shit out of my face. Yeah. I don't want to suck on it.
There's nothing cute about popcorn lung. And if you don't know what popcorn lung is, y'all, one Google search will deter you really quick because the teenagers are getting popcorn lung now.
It just boggles my little brain because I would never present anyone I love with anything that could potentially ever harm them. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that they know that it's so addictive, they know that they can't stop. They know that they want to stop because it's so bad for them. Mm-hmm. In the same sentence to be like, you want to suck on my vape? No, I don't.
It's very much, hey, jump off this bridge with me.
No.
Next.
Wedding registries and baby registries are out of control. You guys, I got.
Whoa, I haven't heard of this one.
I got sent a baby registry, which I support. I would love to send you a gift for your wedding. I would love to send you a gift for your baby. Mm-hmm. Where I draw the line. Uh-huh. Is somebody putting a car from Amazon? You can buy cars on Amazon. You can buy Hyundais on Amazon.
What?
A friend of a friend that I've met in passing, I got sent their baby registry. What was on this baby registry, Brooke? A car that you can buy on Amazon and ship to their house. And a MacBook Pro. How is that going to help you with your baby? Why is it my responsibility to send you a car?
That's insane work.
Put on a little baby accessory, a little car seat.
Yeah,
a nano, those little cameras. Put on a little rocker. Because some of your friends, they do want to splurge. I'm the type of person, I'll splurge for a wedding gift. I'll splurge for your baby gift. I'm not buying your ass a laptop.
And you know what I am a big proponent of? Put some self-care items for the mother of the baby on that list. Like, I of course will buy you some new skincare. I'll buy you some lotion.
I would love to buy you
like
a robe. Yes. I would love to buy you some slippers.
Let me spoil the mother just as much as the baby. Girl, you are out of your mind if you think a $20,000 car? Is that what you said?
It was a Hyundai and it was a nice one. And I thought you are crazy if you think anyone is sending you a car from your baby registry.
Yeah, that's insane work.
So that was my other things that make me go, All right, this is my last one. Seasonal color analysis. I get these videos. all day, every day. And they're holding up the thing and they're like, watch the difference. They rip that spring color palette off. I've never seen a change. I've never once been like, wow, you, maybe I'm just colorblind. Maybe I don't see it. I think it's a scheme.
I'm speechless.
No, and they do with such passion. They say, watch the difference. Watch the light in her eye. I'm like, oh, and they're bitch, charging she looks thousands. The same.
No, dude, they're charging thousands for you to be like, you're a spring. And you're like, holy shit, I'm a spring.
You've been dressing wrong this entire time.
If someone tells me I belong in pastels, I'm punching you. If someone says you belong in pastel pink, you're getting blocked. I don't care if it's the truth. I am an earth tone to the day I die. I don't care if I look ugly. I hate pastels and light colors on me. And
let the girls pick the colors that they like and let them wear them with confidence. You're going to tell me that I can't wear whatever the hell I want to wear because it's not matching my color palette.
You did tell me when I finished doing my makeup today, you go, you look like a fall today. In my head thought, oh my God, I love fall. Like, thank you
look
so much.
So fall today with your red lip and your, what is this color that we're wearing? Green?
Like forest green.
All I'm saying is I am a advocate for people being able to wear whatever the hell they want. Don't let some lady charge you $2,000 to tell you that you can't wear your favorite color.
I know that's right.
I've never seen a difference when they say, look at the difference.
And you want to know the truth of the matter? If you want to figure out what looks good on you and what doesn't, go find a sister. Go find your mother.
Find your local gay and ask them, do I look good in this outfit? And they will tell you the truth.
And I literally, like, if you want brutal honesty on something, send it to me. I'll drop it in my sister group chat. My God. My Lord, you will get an
answer
real
quick. You're
going
to be wishing you didn't.
I sent a picture. I was like, you guys, like, should I post this on Instagram? They went, and I quote, ew, don't do that. And I listened. And they were right. All right.
So tough love is love.
And I know that's right.
And I know sibling love is love. And on that, everyone, I think we've had a wonderful, glorious time.
My God.
I've never felt so happy to be sitting here with you in my living room in a comfy shirt.
I feel right at home.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip. Fill a cart. Order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
We're back, baby. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for hearing us out.
And I'm supposed to say this, and I don't. If you guys listen to our podcast and you like it, leave us a review so the people know that we don't suck.
Please, you guys, please be like, these girls can talk. And boy, can these girls
talk. These girls have something
to say.
To say. Leave us a good review.
Please.
If you leave a bad one, I mean, it's fine.
Well, maybe not.
If you're so inclined, subscribe, leave us a good review. Follow us on Spotify. Follow us on Apple Podcast. Help some sisters out because apparently no one wants to give us any ads.
Listen, I'm about to start making up advertisements. I'm about to start making stuff up. So if you guys hear a really weird advertisement, just know I wrote it myself.
I'm about to start copying other people's ad reads and sending it to the brand and being like, hey, I'll give you a 50% discount.
Yeah, hey, what do you think of this?
I'm going to start baking it.
I'm going to start my sister as a business. I'm going to be like, hey, can I read about your brand
so
on my...
So people think that someone in this world wants us.
We're having so much fun, you guys.
We're having so much fun. And we love you so much. And we'll see you all next week.
Bye.
Farewell.
Love ya.
Betway Casino, new customers stake £10 and get 150 free spins. Download the Betway Casino app today. 18 plus T's and C's apply. BeGambleAware.org.